8 years ago, Barack Obama hadn't been sworn in as president yet, and the excitement was mounting around the globe ahead of his inauguration. But in one country, that excitement bordered on hysteria. Kenya, the birthplace of President Obama's father. People there thought of the new president as one of their own. That's how my BBC colleague Michael Kaloki in Nairobi remembers it.
Kenya was literally swept up in this phrase that was coined Obamamania. Mm. And election night, you know, in 2008 may as well have been election night here in Kenya. People stayed up late night to watch coverage of the voting after he was announced the winner. It was a huge sense of jubilation here. I was watching local television at the time and I remember some people saying how exciting it was to have a Kenyan as president in the White House. I mean, that is really what some people felt. And the government here even declared a public holiday after his win. And some children who were born around that time were even named Obama by their parents.
So 8 years later, how do Kenyans feel?
I think over the period of his first term, there was some sense of perhaps a bit of disappointment that there wasn't that strong connection they felt that they had expected when he was voted in. And then in his second term, there was a sense that maybe things would change. But then again, there was this sense that, oh, maybe it just didn't work as many people had thought it would. However, there was a sense of relief maybe when he visited the country in 2015. And he you know, spoke to Kenyans at the time and expressed his feelings to the country. And I think his visit, perhaps, was a sense of healing for some who may have felt that he might have ignored Kenya during his term as president. But there was also a sense then that just by having Obama as the president, that Kenya had been recognized. And there were some indications that even there was perhaps some increase in tourists who were coming to Kenya just because there was this link between Kenya and Obama.
You know, a lot of critics of George W. Bush faulted him for the Iraq War, but they always did cite his attention to Africa, especially through PEPFAR, his program to combat HIV/AIDS. If you had to give Obama a report, Carter, any of your Kenyan friends were to, what would you say Obama did for Kenya when he was president?
Well, that was a question that, you know, many people have been asking over the years, is what has he done for Kenya, for the region, for the continent? And as you indicated there, some have said that Mr. Bush did quite a bit for the continent, recognizing the challenges it was facing. Now, in terms of President Obama, some commentators here, economists, talking about that Obama perhaps could have paid a little bit more attention to the region and tried to boost trade and cooperation in a much firmer, better, effective way than he has done. However, there are some who feel that his administration, although perhaps not giving direct attention to the continent, has helped put it in the world map.
There is still a lot of love for Obama. I read that in the village of Kogelo, the hometown of Obama's father, Barack Sr., there are pictures of him in nearly every home. Is there hope in Kenya that Obama will, in his role as former president, will visit, maybe even double down on a commitment to Kenya?
Well, you know, once he leaves office, there's this feeling that he might come back to the country, but then he will not be president. He will be visiting perhaps in his private capacity. And if he does visit, I mean, people will be happy. People will be glad to have Obama, who some have called the son of Kenya, back in the country. But then there'll also perhaps be others who will be asking, well, when he was in office, couldn't he perhaps have done more for Kenya? But once again, you know, we have had other voices in the country saying that maybe the country shouldn't be too attached to him because he is not the Kenyan leader. He is the American leader.
I suspect that when Kenyans visit the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, they're going to miss seeing his picture on the wall.
Well, I should say that, yes, perhaps some people will. You still see his picture, for example, on matatus here in Kenya. I know, Marco, you've been on
the taxis.
I've seen matatus here, the local public taxis, and some of them are called Obama and they have his picture on them. And I think his memories and just what Obama means for Kenyans will still remain for a long time, and people will still be talking about Obama here for many years to come.
My colleague at BBC Nairobi, Michael Kaloki. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you.